Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Thank you for being with us today. Tree Diaper is an innovative device that helps watering your plants with little effort on your part. TreeDiaper.com.
Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases water around the base of any tree or plant as the soil dries. The Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water, and slowly releases water over 3 weeks. Every time it rains, Tree Diaper recharges. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Water your plants and trees, whether they are by the house, down the road, or in the back 40. Also works under mulch. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Made in the USA, you can find all the sizes they have available at TreeDiaper.com. That's TreeDiaper.com.
A great little tool to have for a number of different, whether you're vegetable, flower. They even have ones for containers like in your house or on a patio porch or deck. Very unique and creative and effective. We've used it, and that's how we got butternut squash, spaghetti squash, and the squirrels got Delectica squash because of the Tree Diaper.
So, Joey.
Yeah.
Tell me where you're from.
All right. This is a segment we're going to, you know, one of the last segments here on season five. We figured, you know, you guys have supported us, and maybe you didn't know a whole lot about us, or maybe you didn't care to know a whole lot about us, but we're going to tell you a little bit about who we are to kind of close the gap there so you have a little more information. I am from Southern Illinois, from the Sparta area. That's about an hour or north-ish from SIU Carbondale, Southern Illinois University, and about 60 miles southeast of St. Louis, Missouri. Where are you from, Holly?
I'm from southwest Milwaukee.
Okay.
So I grew up in the little suburb of West Allis. It's not really little, but I grew up
where the tractors used to be made.
Yeah, where the tractors, Alice Chalmers tractors, yep, used to be made. And not too far from the state fairgrounds. So yeah, that's where I'm from. And let's see, what's the other question?
What are your hobbies, Holly?
My hobbies, aside from gardening, are I like to go hiking.
Well, I don't know if gardening is a hobby. It's more of a career for us, but we'll get into that.
We'll just call it a hobby.
All right.
I like to go hiking. I like to shop and go
Is there a specific type of trail that you look for when you hike, or certain criteria you look for when you're going to go hiking?
Just that it's not super long. I like to enjoy the nature versus like marathon hike. Mm-hmm. And that also depends on where I'm in the mood to go. If I want something that's more shady and wooded, or maybe a little bit more sunshine. Yeah. Or how far I want to drive.
And you're a subscriber to a number of, what is it, national parks in the area, or? You got the little sticker in the windshield to show that
the Wisconsin State Park System.
Yes,
yes.
Is it true in most states that in order to partake in those type of areas, you have to pay a certain fee yearly in order to hike on those trails, or how does that work?
I'm assuming. I think you can get state park stickers for all states.
Okay.
That you want,
but that's
to.
The purpose that you park, yeah, there and they see the sticker and okay, you're a legit person.
Yeah.
You've done your due diligence.
Otherwise, you get a ticket.
Right.
Yeah.
No joke.
No, you do. You,
yeah,
get a ticket.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and it's usually the cost of the sticker or so.
So get the sticker and,
yeah,
be done with it. Hobbies. Oh. You know, go ahead. You got more hobbies.
More hobbies.
Yeah, you got more hobbies.
I like to shop, and I like to spend time with my niece and nephew. And I like to spend time with my friends, going on little adventures as well. I don't know what my other hobbies are.
You're a yoga girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like to do fitness and yoga.
And you're learning how to teach yoga.
I am learning how to teach yoga. So that's been a fun adventure. And I hope to eventually expand my knowledge with that after this point. So, yeah.
There you go. For me,
I don't even know what your hobbies are.
I don't think I have any hobbies.
Your hobbies are NASCAR.
Well, yeah, I'm a big NASCAR fan. Well, any type of motorsports I watch. IndyCar is good. NASCAR. Tony Stewart used to be the driver, and then he retired. And I guess if I had to pick one now, I guess Chase Elliott would be. I know people may not like that at all because of things that are going on right now. But
you like to play video games on your phone.
Yeah, I found a website that you can. You can play old vintage console games for free, like the N64 games. I grew up in that era. Found that the other day. So in 007, GoldenEye, and you can do the wrestling ones. You can do all of those WCW and WWF ones. So pretty neat.
Current events are your hobbies too. You love talking about current events.
Well, nobody listens, but I like talking about
right.
them. Yeah. Everybody's got an opinion, and sometimes it's not always the best opinion. So
yours isn't always the best opinion either.
Well, sometimes the right opinion is not always the most popular one.
Anyway. So what is your, what is and, our, what?
Well, I guess hobbies right now, I guess hobbies would be, I'm into, anyway, and we kind of are both into this, collecting old radios and canning jars. Not just any canning jars. You know, we got unique, vintage, Odyssey canning jars. We got the 1 gallon, the 2 gallon, the 4 gallon canning jars, canning jars that are pitchers. Different, you know, old wire jars that are unique, and collecting old radios as well. We've got a couple of radios here in the studio. RCA Victor 811 from 1937, a Strongberg Carlson 11A from 1929, Feltco. Those are both floor radios.
Okay.
And the Crosby is the new one that we got, which is a 819M.
So that's more your hobby, the radios.
You,
I think they're neat. But
you
I don't.
Allow them to be in the studio, and we've got room for one more.
First of all, don't act like I'm the over-controlling wife here. You do all of the decor around here.
Right.
And
right.
I just sit here.
And we've got room for one more floor radio. I'm looking for an RCA Victor
K19. It's got to be pretty.
Yeah, I know. And little tabletop radios too, but that's kind of the thing right now is to collect unique floor radios, not like just grab anything and get a hold of. But we've got some very unique ones here,
and then we got some old jars that are fun to collect too. So, what aside from that, what would you say is our favorite thing to do as a couple besides garden and look at old jars?
We like watching TV together, or I guess watching TV is watching streaming things on TV. The term watching TV and sitting down to watch a half-hour sitcom, I guess, is not as common and familiar nowadays, but we'll watch certain series of programming on streaming services. We enjoy that.
Right. We also like to – sometimes we go mini-golfing.
Mini-golfing, yeah.
Or just – we used to go out to eat together more.
Yeah, back when you know what happened. So, yeah.
So that's one thing. And then, watching TV together. And then sometimes we have certain YouTube channels that we watch together. Well, so
Simple.
Very simple.
And there's nothing wrong with simple.
No, not at all. And we like to spend time with our niece and nephew together too. Yeah.
But, you know, it's like that. And we'll get to that. Did we always garden, Holly?
Yes.
Did you always garden?
Yeah, ever since I was a wee teenager, maybe
a wee
younger.
Teenager,
maybe younger, like I don't know, like a preteen, something like that.
With your postage stamp backyard in West Allis, Wisconsin.
Right, tiny backyard. We had like a 4x4 garden, and this blows Joey's mind. On Memorial Day weekend, we just toss the seeds in the ground.
The seeds. No plant starts. Oh, you want tomatoes? Throw a tomato seed in the ground.
It works. We had tomatoes and cucumbers and beans and all sorts of stuff, zucchini. So, yeah, it works. I don't know why this blows your mind, but
there's certain things that you get or you start as plant starts to get a jump start on the system. But, okay, just throw the seeds in the ground.
Whatever. So, what was the question?
What did we always garden?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, we grew up on a farm, Southern Illinois, 1,000-acre tillable farm. At that time, we'd always grew a garden. It was always a large garden. You always canned 40 quarts of ketchup and cucumbers or pickles and grapes and juice and everything in between. And still, at that time, we had 2,000 head of hogs and 300 head of cattle and 1,000 tillable acres. Farm is still in operation. The hogs are no longer, and now they're 500 head of cattle and still 1,000 tillable acres of land down there that still work as operational every day. But we always grew a garden and fruit trees. We had fruit trees and beans and onions, the whole deal.
Grapes,
yeah, that was a big thing. And always did have a garden. It's just kind of a staple for most farms. You have a garden.
Now that I think about it, I remember when I went to go visit your parents' house the first time. You showed me the greenhouse. In my brain, I was like, this seems a little excessive.
The greenhouse was twice as big as your garden.
But and then for the romantic people, like the romance stories, when we were dating, you kept bringing me cherry tomatoes because you knew tomatoes are like one of my favorite.
Right.
So that kept me around.
Yeah, that's what kept you around. The tomatoes is what sealed the deal.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Day jobs, Holly. What is your day job?
My day job is I am a data analyst, and I work in the business growth department of the company I work for. I've been with my company for almost 5 years. I like what I do. I've been working from home now since for the last year and a half.
That doesn't look like it's going to change. It's going to be more of a permanent stature.
Yeah. And I took me a while to adjust to that, but I enjoy it now. And
The commute is real nice.
The commute is nice. It's nice not having to think about, like, oh, what am I going to pack for my lunch?
One room and through the kitchen and there you are.
Right. I like to shower on my lunch sometimes. So, I enjoy that. That's my day job. And I hope to be a yoga instructor at some point in the near future. But I'm not going to quit my day job to do that. That's what I do. It's not the most thrilling job. I enjoy it. I'm very good at it. And, I like what I do.
And this is what I do full time. And Holly helps when she can during off work hours. And we've hired a friend of ours to also help in the acquiring sponsorship dollars to pay for the airtime. We are not what you call syndicated, meaning that the network or a network that a certain host is on all stations across the country, that network pays that host a certain fee, and then they insert commercials in because that host is bringing in so many listeners. We are independent contractors, I guess you would call it, and we search out stations that we want to be on, negotiate a deal, find sponsors in order that want to be a part of the program. They pay for the airtime, and then I do that about 7 months out of the year in order to get an 8-month show put together. And then with the production and the promotion and everything that goes on, we do everything with this show except for push the button to make it go on the air. That's pretty much, we do everything but push the button to make, you know, air. We're on live air. So that's what I do. And then we're already planning, I mean, we've been planning and working since August for season 6 next year. And we'll talk about that in segment 4 a little bit more so you know what's going on there. But that's what I do. I do this full time. I'm a radio host and a producer and an editor and a whatever you want, marketing, whatever you want to call it. That's what I do.
So with that being said, I just want to state that you might think, wow, Do you actually make money doing that? And it did take us some time.
Yes.
But, you know, a lot of people are like, is that a risk? And yeah, yes, it is a risk. But, you know, sometimes you just have to take risks in life to have some happiness and not think about how, you know, especially if you are in a partner situation where maybe one of you can have the 9-to-5 and a little bit of stability and the other one can grow a business. And it's not that Joey has grown the business himself. I've certainly been there the whole way along, and I've helped more. But
And I worked prior to 2017. I worked in a warehouse, and it was a horrible experience.
Well, that's the other thing is that there was many times where he would come home and be an absolute grump, and was very not very pleasant to be around at times. And now he's very happy. And at the time,
healthier
when he
was, too,
and probably healthier too, and
mentally,
yes. And at that time, I was actually working towards my most recent bachelor's degree. So you kind of trade things off sometimes. Maybe one person supports the other one more financially, and that's okay. And now
this is a legitimate business.
Yeah, we're a legitimate business.
We're a legitimate business. This is what we do.
But I just want to encourage people. You know, sometimes it's okay to live an outside, color outside of the box life, however that
How
works
long
for you.
Do you, and obviously things are, you know, but my piece of advice is how long do you want to do something that you absolutely hate and you can't do something you love because it's a little bit of a risk and it's a little, you think it's a little too risky in order to quit what you're doing to do something you love or enjoy a whole lot more than what you are currently doing.
Exactly. And there's many ways that you can go about that.
Well, with that being said, fall is here. Kids are back in school. Yard has been forgotten, Holly. And if we forget about our yard, those Japanese beetles are laughing at us because they're ready to come back next spring.
Well, just because it's fall, we don't want to forget about our yards and those Japanese beetles either. They may be gone, but they're not far. They feasted on your roses and berries.
Oh, they devastated them.
Summer, they laid eggs in your turf. You found them in your beach bag. You want to take a stand with Phylum's Grub Gun. Grub Gun is a non-chemical BT granular that specifically targets scare pests and their larvae. Simply apply the granule with a spreader, irrigate it into the soil, and let the naturally occurring bacteria do its job.
Not only is Grub Gun easy to use and apply, the best part about it, it has zero restrictions. And it's safe for beneficial insects and butterflies, pollinators, and it does not and it has zero water toxicity. It's great to fix the problem before the problem persists. That's Grub Gun from PhylumBioProducts.com. That's PhylumBioProducts.com bioproducts.com. It's the natural choice.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.